This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Two U.S. officials say after 20 years, the U.S. military left Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan, the epicenter of its war to oust the Taliban and hunt down the al-Qaeda perpetrators of the 9/11 terrorist attacks here in the U.S. The airfield was reportedly handed over to the Afghan National Security Defense Force in its entirety. The withdrawal is the clearest indication that the last of the 2,500 to 3,500 U.S. troops have left Afghanistan or are nearing a departure. Months ahead of President Joe Biden's promise that they would be gone by September the 11th, the U.S. will also have about 6,500 troops in Afghanistan to protect its sprawling embassy in the capital. Most NATO soldiers have already quietly exited as of this week. Search and rescue efforts resumed Thursday evening at the partially collapsed Florida condominium building, where at least 18 people were killed and 145 are still missing. The rescue operations unfolded on the same day that President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden visited the devastated community, meeting privately with families and first responders before visiting a memorial near the site of the tragedy in Surfside, Florida. Biden announced that the Federal Emergency Management Agency will provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for those made homeless by the disaster. Hundreds of search and rescue personnel have painstakingly searched the rubble for potential signs of life, but no one has been rescued since the first hours after the collapse last Thursday. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. Also on the VOA mobile app, via remote, this is VOA News. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an agreement with attorneys representing some 60,000 victims of child sex abuse in what could prove to be a pivotal moment in the organization's bankruptcy case. Attorneys for the BSA filed court papers late Thursday outlining a restructuring support agreement with attorneys representing abuse victims. The BSA sought bankruptcy protection last year, moving to halt lawsuits and create a compensation fund for men who were molested as youngsters decades ago. Prosecutors in New York on Thursday issued an indictment charging the Trump Organization, the company owned by former President Donald Trump, with operating a 15-year scheme to defraud the government, alleging that the organization compensated senior executives with off-the-books benefits such as cash, private school tuition, and luxury cars without reporting it to the IRS or state tax authorities as income. At the same time, prosecutors indicted the company's 73-year-old chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, on 15 charges, including grand larceny and tax fraud. Both Weisselberg and the Trump Organization have pleaded not guilty and vowed to fight the charges in court. The Justice Department is halting federal executions after a historic use of capital punishment by the Trump administration, which carried out 13 executions in a six-month period. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he is imposing a moratorium on federal executions while the Justice Department conducts a review of its policies and procedures. Donald Trump's Justice Department resumed federal executions in July following a 17-year hiatus. No president in more than 120 years had overseen as many federal executions. President Biden has said he opposes the death penalty, and his team vowed that he would take action to stop its use while in office. In other news, officials say at least 9 civilians, including a number of women, have been killed in an attack by rebels in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The attack in the eastern city Beni is the third in the area this week. Police and the military have blamed Allied Democratic Forces rebels for the violence. The U.S. ambassador to Congo, Mike Hammer, visited Beni Thursday, pledging solidarity with the residents, and he said the U.S. would help track down the attackers. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.